This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And by the way, we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And we thank everybody for tuning in wherever or however you're tuning in to us from. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, it goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, not to forget about all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget about everybody working out on the Third Watch either. And thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the drivers out there, the men and the women out there coast to coast, border to border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and take advantage of all the things we have over there. Well, I'm going to start the pledge by myself, so here I go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we're going to go right to the telephone right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's the U.S. Pentagon 13 Bubba Scout Rep, Colorado.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who are you?
U.S. Pentagon 13 Bubba Scout Rep. Three of us here in Lakewood, Jefferson County, Colorado, for the United States of America, as we have found terrorist cells operating, turned it to the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, and got to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as witnessed by visits from the United States Army Federal Investigative Command.
Wonderful.
And we're going to continue to push this until we crush this rebellion in the United States of America. We will not tolerate this. They know us at top level Pentagon. And
I wish you the very best and good luck.
And we're going to win the war on terror.
Okay, you bet we're going to win the war on terror, because not on my neighborhood. By the way, if you want to see something, come into my neighborhood and try to break into somebody's house, and without even doing much effort, you'll have a bunch of double barrel shotguns pointed out the window at you. They're not going to miss. They're not going to miss. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, now, not to be outdone, Kamala Harris took a little trip down south. And this is one of the things that she had to say with her little trip.
In Guatemala, the vice president delivered a blunt message to those considering migrating to the United States.
Do not come.
She said the Biden administration is discouraging illegal migration.
There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called Harris's comments disappointing, and the vice president responded by saying her foreign trip is aimed at dealing with the root causes of migration. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, according to the president of Guatemala, the root causes of the migration problem were none other than Joe Biden and his policies, because that's what he told Kamala Harris the day before, and she just stood there and acted dumbfounded, as if she didn't know what the heck to say or do, and she probably didn't, because she was in over her head. But this is what we're going to get. This is what we're going to get. And oh, by the way, the president did have something to say about the infrastructure bill.
After several weeks of talks, punctuated by offers and counteroffers, the two sides have struck out. The White House says President Biden ended negotiations with Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito after telling her the latest GOP offer doesn't go far enough. The president is now moving ahead on discussions with a bipartisan group of senators. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, there you go. So, what we told you earlier about the Republicans being broken off from the talks about the infrastructure thing, according to that report from our friend Greg Clugston up in Washington, D.C., that is exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened. Now, will that remain to be the case? I don't know. But as it stands right now, it is. And also, Senator Ted Cruz down in Texas. And by the way, Texas is dealing with the border themselves because the federal government is not. We talked about that a couple of days ago, and they are indeed putting their state highway patrol along the border. I believe they call it the Department of Public Safety. They've also got National Guard troops that they've got there as a backup, and they're working with different things there in the area. And they are definitely filling the gap where they can fill it to try to stop the illegals from just blatantly coming in over the bridge and whatnot, or over across the river. All right, I've got something I have to announce for my local audience here in Tampa. We've had a fatal crash on Interstate 275 southbound at Bush Boulevard. Traffic is being diverted at Fowler. If you can, that'll back up very quickly over there. Find yourself an alternative route if you're traveling on I-275 in Tampa, Florida. We've had a fatal crash, Interstate 275 southbound at Bush. Make sure you get off somewhere before you get to Fowler, because it's going to be very, very, very backed up. All right, I'll be right back with more, and Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, and I'll do that. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. And you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new Nissan or a certified pre-owned vehicle up there at Moss. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, over into the Midwest, and even out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. Ask one of those people that came trucking across from out there. And the other thing is, it all starts with Moss Care. Remember, that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles. And by the way, trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage. I know I got a hell of a deal. I really did. So upgrade your ride now. You'll have extra money in your pocket you didn't even plan on. Now, don't forget, Moss, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And you can check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. By the way, Moss is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals offered to them. Don't forget, Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, to the telephone lines we go. Let me see. I do believe we got Ian. Hey, Ian, we missed you for lunch yesterday.
Yeah, how you doing?
Not bad. We missed you for lunch.
Yeah, I was busy yesterday, believe it or not. I couldn't get up there.
Okay, because we had some dignitaries there. You would have wanted to talk to at least one of them.
Well, I got a couple questions for you. They're kind of rhetorical in nature, but first, do you believe... I mean, you just gave us a brief synopsis of Kamala down there, Salpidi Barda.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you really believe that she means don't come? They're playing a double game with us, these Democrats. You really believe that? Look, they're flying them in. They're busing them in.
Sure.
They're putting them up in hotels. They're sticking them in North Dakota. They're sticking them in Wisconsin. They're not going to stop this immigration. They're not stopping it, legal or illegal. I'm calling right now for a 50-year moratorium on all immigration, period,
okay.
Legal and illegal.
No.
We don't need any more.
Sounds a great idea.
Do you really believe her when
no.
she says that, Captain?
No, I do not. No.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right, I got another question. Why are the Republicans even dealing with these talking, playing their game? Well, Shelley Moore Caputo is going to go in negotiation with Biden. You're going to negotiate with people that didn't negotiate with us for 4 years that said Trump and Republicans were tools of Russia? I wouldn't even give these people the time of day. And why? I want to know this. Riddle me this, Captain. Why are we even confirming any of their appointments? No Republican should vote for any Democrat up there. None. They didn't vote for us. We should have retaliated in kind. We're falling right into the same trap like we always do. They're playing loosey with us, pulling the football away.
I have an answer. I have an answer for you. You ready?
All right, I'm going to hang up and listen now.
Oh, okay. Hey. All right, very good. Okay, first of all, folks, you fight fire with fire. Think about that for a minute. You fight fire with fire. Okay? When you have an urban fire, outdoor fire, a woods fire, you have a fire break that you put in there. You light a fire to stop the fire. You want to quit talking to these people? Throw back at them what they're throwing at you. Maybe you might find some common ground. But to think for 1 second that you're going to find common ground with a hardcore, radical left, progressive, socialist, communist, liberal, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. The majority of the country is not that way. You know how I know? I've got Democrats coming up to me saying, we don't know what to do. We're just sick to our stomach. We voted for this guy, and he's turned everything upside down. We can't even afford to hardly go to work. The price of gasoline is so high, we're not getting any additional money to work. They've taken away the $300 now, so it's not going to be beneficial for us to stay out of work, because then we will be in trouble. We're behind in an apartment. We're behind in our house. I hear this every day from people. Every day. You have no idea what's coming if they decide to let this moratorium on houses and apartments go. You have no idea. You talk about foreclosure, you're going to see houses everywhere. Everywhere. And I see my buddy George is chiming in. Hey, George, we missed you yesterday, my friend. Okay, check this out. In England, what's in England, George? The thing you sent me? Oh, I see what it is. Okay. All right. Thanks, George. And we got a lot of conversations going on over the chat room here. You hear the noises as I sit here, but we love everybody that takes the time to get a hold of us. And I see Alan Nebraska just chimed in. Hey, another foreign country heard from Nebraska. Abso-freaking-lutinly. We Republicans should fight as hard as the communists at the Dem Party. Yeah, you're right. Again, fight fire with fire. Don't play to their weakness. Play to your strength and just tell them, hey, here's the way it is, like it or not. Here's the way it is. This is what we're going to do. And let's see. Denise is telling me she's got an article she wrote about the smuggling. The Chinese are getting involved in the smuggling business as if they haven't already been there. What a shame that we have to go through all this. And by the way, a program reminder coming up here in a few minutes. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we're going to continue our series discussing the Middle East and talking about the new administration that's going to come in, Mr. Bennett, on Sunday when he gets sworn in. Again, Kevin was stationed in Israel for a number of years, so he gets it, he understands it. And for our drivers that are out there on the road, especially you truck drivers, listen up. If you're coming to Tampa, there's a fatal crash on Interstate 275 right now, southbound at Bush Boulevard. Traffic's being diverted at Fowler. what you need to do is get off ahead of time and go around. Look at your GPS, look at your map, but if you can avoid that area, it's going to be backed up because we're going to be getting into rush hour traffic here within the next 30 to 45 minutes for sure, and you're going to have a real, real mess. So there you go. Just remember that. Just remember that. Okay. Now back to what we were addressing here. When you have people on the other side of the aisle that don't want to negotiate in good faith, and we had this all the time. Now, I was at one time before I became an officer in the fire department, I was the shop steward, and I was also on the negotiating team committee with the rank and file in the fire service. And the stuff we used to go through was nuts. They would throw things at you and say, we're going to do this, 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 and this. Well, we'd say, well, nope, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Yeah, we'll do this, but you got to meet us in the middle on the other stuff. And they'd look at you and go, nope, not going to do it. We'd say, okay, nice talking to you. Get up and walk out. You know something? Most of the time they'd chase us down the hallway and try to get us back. Once in a while we'd go back. Not all the time. We'd say, nope. We want it in writing. Don't see it in writing. I don't want to hear you just tell me you're going to do something. Don't see it in writing. We're not going to do it. And these are all the games that are played at the union level. Well, we could take this situation we got going on in Washington, D.C., and maybe we could treat it like as if it was a union contract. Because, again, you don't just do things for the hell of it. Everything is spelled out. Everything's in writing. You have lawyers with you. You have contracts drawn up. You have all of that. Now, if there's a better way to do it, so be it. But you can't believe what you're being sold by the other side. You can't believe it. And Ian was right when he said Kamala Harris is playing both sides of the nickel down there. She is. Because I would be willing to bet you, and I don't know for sure, but I would be willing to bet you that while they were down there talking about, well, we have to take care of the poverty and we have to give these people jobs down here so they won't leave the country and we have to this and we have to that, that we heard that they were also lining up the convoys to come out of there with people that they were going to bring into the U.S., remember? That came out down there. Unreal. Unfreaking believable. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden broke off negotiations with a group of GOP senators attempting to get a bipartisan infrastructure bill done. Biden informed GOP leaders Tuesday that the latest offer from the group did not, in his view, meet the essential needs of our country to restore our roads and bridges and prepare for a clean energy future. El Salvador's legislature voted early Wednesday to make Bitcoin legal tender. El Salvador in Central America will become the first country to formally adopt a digital currency once President Nayib Bukele signs the legislation into law. The Senate on Tuesday approved a bipartisan $250 billion bill boosting government spending on technology research and development amid rising competition from China and other nations. The bill passed 68-32. It won approval after being delayed just before the Senate's Memorial Day recess. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get going with Colonel Wright, I want to remind everybody about Everglades Equipment Group. You know, within the sound of my voice right now, with the affiliates that we're on, there happen to be a half a dozen Everglades Equipment Group stores. Now, they do the very best at what they do. They have reliable equipment, they have fair prices, and they'll give you extraordinary service when you need it the worst, when something breaks down. There's nothing worse than you're out there trying to do whatever it is you're doing, the equipment breaks down, and now what do you do? Well, they got the solution. So, need a power tool? Got it. Need a leaf blower? Got it. Need a riding mower? Got it. Need a push mower? Got that too. How about a 60-inch deck lowboy tractor? Got it. Need bigger equipment? Got that too. Need a backhoe? Got that. Bulldozer? Whatever you need, you'll get it by going over to the Everglades Equipment Group store nearest you. Don't forget, reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Now, joining us, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning to you, Colonel Wright.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Thanks for letting me have on this morning. Pleased to be with you.
Well, you have started a little fire on the radio airwaves about what we've been talking about, because people understand that you know what you're saying when it comes to Israel. Now, I want to say something here. This is from Fred in Fort Lauderdale. He said, the Obama and O'Biden White House have given Israel the right to defend itself, just not win. What's he mean when he says that? Because I kind of thought they were making life a little bit difficult for the Israelis.
Well, like on so many things, politicians, particularly those on the left, they talk and act out of both sides of their mouth. And one of them, because it is politically savvy, and it always has been, they're not that stupid, to say that, yes, we support the right of Israel to defend itself. But on the other hand, the actual actions that you take in terms of our funding and how we employ things and how we think strategically and what we say and don't say about the internal politics of Israel, they tell a different story. And, you know, and continued funding, of course, of the Palestinian Authority, which is really, in fact, funding Hamas,
right,
plays against the other side of the mouth where we're saying we defend Israel's right to defend itself.
Mm. Now, that's something that a lot of us have paid attention to, and we get it. So I totally understand what you're saying, and I totally agree with you with that statement. Now, we know that Mr. Bennett is going to take over on Sunday. He'll be sworn in as the new prime minister. I believe he's supposed to have, what, a two-year term?
It could be up to 4 years, but it's not. Many people are fearful that it may not last that 4 years, but quite often, historically, they haven't lasted out the 4 years they would expect. But even then, when we say he is expected 2 years, that's because of a deal that's being charted in order for him to actually form this new government, is that he will voluntarily say, I will step down after the 2 years. And then because he is a part of the fairly far-right religious, very religious group, to turn over a much more centrist, more secular person to head over the prime ministership at the two-year mark. So that is a way of saying, yeah, 2 year, but that's not by design. There is nothing that says, hey, it's a 2 year term, a 4 year term. It's to govern as long as they can hold the coalition together.
Mm. Now, this coalition is made up of what, eight different groups, eight different parties?
Well, it is in a time, and even that can change because some of them will differ that. And of course, the grand deal, of course, is between those two that will alternate that the plan as of right now. Is to be able to alternate after 2 years between some pretty strange groups. In fact, for the first time ever, there will be a part of the Arabs, which have always been a part of the connection,
yeah.
But they've never really been a part of the governing part of it. And then they got one vote, but that was a part of the deal to do that. So you got some strange bedfellows that come together. It was a change election, but a change election with a Knesset. Driven largely by a sentiment throughout the Israeli society that, hey, we can't live with this on. We respect our military. We respect our president. And so they asked the president to say, hey, you need to broker a deal to where we can go on. And it's not so much a inherent and deep-seated dissatisfaction with Benjamin Netanyahu, because he still has a certain amount of respect, but there's always been a healthy distrust of both the Knesset, their Congress, and as well as the Prime Minister, their President, kind of like in the United States, whereas they have very much trusted Israeli Defense Force, their military, just like we do in the United States, and they have a great respect for the President there who brokers these deals, and people listen when they do that. And so that's what it is. But they says, hey, we can't go on doing this because a lot of the vitriol and all that has always been there, just like in our country, although it's been played out much greater extent. They said, we can't continue on this. There needs to be a change. Mr. President, broker a change in the Knesset, and therefore who will rule as prime minister there. Because the other thing that the listeners need to understand, in Israel, we were unique in the United States of America, where our president actually has both of the head of state as well as the head of government under one person. That's not true in most of the world, and it's not true in the state of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, the prime minister is carries a great deal of weight beyond that, but the head of state and the president is not simply a figurehead like he is in some places. He's not the pomp and circumstance and the person to get all the attention by in the social media, like the queen and the followers and the birth of a new baby girl and all that, which quite honestly ought to be and is not very meaningful. But in Israel, it's a little bit different. But, yeah, folks need to understand that's That is a distinction. We're unique in that way, so you got to be careful about when you make compare and contrast between what we may be familiar with in our country with judging what's going on in other countries like Israel, our staunch ally in the Middle East.
All right, we have a question from Mary, a local caller here. Good morning, Mary. What's your question for the Colonel?
My question is, when I hear the news, I'm seeing just so much regurgitation of the same thing all the time. Is there any way it can just be related? All of it can be related. Say, hey, this relates back to history in 1950. This is what was going on at that time. It's a rinse, wash, and repeat
okay.
of communism. Thank you.
All right. Well, I get what she's saying, Colonel, but I don't think that's quite the way the news works.
No, it doesn't. But it, as you know, one of the things, one of my themes was that the politicization of the military has undermined the chain of command. But it is bigger, like Mary suggested.
Mm-hmm.
We absolutely, what we've seen a politicization of the Department of Justice. We've seen in recent years, the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg brought to light, because she was part of it, a politicization of the Supreme Court of the United States. And I don't mean just the appointment there. I mean by sitting Supreme Court justices
mm-hmm.
have stepped over the lines that which before was not known. And we have a politicization that we always have, and a lot of it has to do with the burgeoning bureaucracy, which has been going on for 100 years. Ask Secretary of State Pompeo about that. Ask him why he was unable to get going to find out and to highlight with our very highly politicized media over the roots of where COVID-19 and coronavirus came from. Well, it's because of all those standing bureaucrats in his own Department of State were fighting that. And even though he was the head of that, he couldn't. And much of the chagrin of presidents of the United States, both Democrat and Republican, they really don't control the executive branch.
Mm.
They don't. And we've created that mess. And Congress created that. Why? Because they succeeded. All the powers that the Constitution and the Founding Fathers gave them as the legislature over to the executive branch, which in turn has been sucked up by bureaucrats, which are almost impossible to remove and are not governed by the elected president of the United States.
Okay, well, Colonel, we've come to the end of the segment. I want you to make sure you tell people how they can follow you on Facebook and whatnot with your groups.
I do, yeah. It's the Republican Liberty Caucus, and I've got a Facebook page that governs that, and they can come down here to Manistee County, or they can call me, and I'll be with them.
All right, thanks very much, Colonel. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a great day. All right, that's Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we appreciate him very much. Coming back with Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people
Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Roger that, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will come to you. They will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So just stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, that's Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, where all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase. Now give them a call, 941-922-2345. One more time, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Speaking of somebody sending somebody, I've sent people lately to go see the consumer quarterback. And that would be none other than Brandon Rimes on the phone right now. Have you got people calling you from different places?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We're getting calls from Atlanta, Georgia, and just different places across the country. Absolutely.
Well, that's one of my affiliates up there in Atlanta, AM920 The Answer. And a big shout-out to them and howdy, howdy. And those are good people up there. So I'm hearing a lot of different things, and the big thing that people are scared about right now is homes, because a lot of people got behind on their mortgage or they got behind on their rent, and in some cases they were able to renegotiate their deal to where it all gets tacked down at the end of the contract, so they're going to be okay, I guess. I say the word I guess. But what's going to happen to the people that aren't? I'm hearing right now, there's literally thousands of foreclosures ready to go right now.
Yeah. I was doing some research here, and Yahoo News has a headline of foreclosures. Fear of a foreclosure crisis are waning in mortgage. So it kind of talks about how the foreclosures moratorium is up later this month, which, you know, we all know at the end of June. But what they're talking about is that the housing market is very tight and people are set to lose their homes. And they're going to have a hard place to find somewhere else to live, especially here in Florida. There's not many places to rent either. But the good news is that foreclosures are almost certain to remain extremely uncommon until 2022 at the earliest. And the reason that is because of a proposed bill called Reg Z. What that is, it's from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They're proposing a new rule. Regulation Z would effectively ban foreclosures until the end of 2021, while also making it easier for borrowers to keep their homes.
Yeah, because I hate to see anybody lose their home in lieu of what just transpired, especially now that we know more of the circumstances involving China and what they have done. And by the way, I went out and I said it earlier this week, and I really do feel that an act of war was committed against the United States by the communist Chinese.
I do. I agree. And, you know, the worst part is a lot of these Fauci emails are coming out and it was, you know, covered up. And,
yep.
You know, oh, let's not let them know that it was man-made in the lab. Let's try to cover all this up because that'll help Trump and that'll hurt Biden. And just, you know, this is, I think the American people are at the point where we're just getting disgusted more and more by the day.
Yeah. And the other good thing about Florida is we have a very large industry here called the cruise ship industry, which is getting ready to come back, I believe, July 1st officially, although there are some cruises that are doing shakedown cruises, if you will, right now to see how everything's working out with the vessels training the crews and whatnot. Is that what's not going on right now?
Yeah, I believe so. I know DeSantis was really strong for pushing for that to come back. That industry is a big, you know, it's a favorite for a lot of people. They like to just pull up to the boat, not have to worry about, you know, travel or taxis or Ubers. Or, you know, they're on the ship. They're entertained. They're eating. They're having fun. They're dancing and enjoying these exotic, you know, locations in the Caribbean and what have you. So yeah, I love, you know, the cruise industry coming back. It seems like, you know, Governor DeSantis and really, you know, Speaker of the House, State Chris Browles and Simpson on the Senate, you know, they're really doing a great job of keeping us free and alive here in Florida.
Well, welcome to the United States of Florida.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. I mean, that's the latest. You see those memes on Facebook now and social media. And, you know, people are really, you know, excited to see and hear more about what our great governor is going to do to protect us. And we're, you know, really happy to have him.
Now, the other thing, we have people that are buying cars and used vehicles right now. Their value went up. Their retail value went up some 21% or maybe even more in some cases, depending on what the vehicle is. New vehicles have gone up. The price of a lot of things have jumped here in the last 2, 3, 4, 5 months because of what's been transpiring with oil. And if you take a look at things that are oil-based, I mentioned the retail price, wholesale prices of gasoline and oil today, and it's at the highest level it's been in several years.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, causing a lot of problems. You know, everything is trickling down. The thing is, it trickles down. It's not just oil. It comes into the form of our groceries costing more, our, you know, prescription pills. I mean, pharmacy, almost everything is affected by these bureaucrats in Washington pumping out trillions of dollars to unbelievably ridiculous, you know, different types of places where this money's landing. And it's unbelievable because taxpayers, if we knew what was actually in these hundreds of pages of bills or additional spends, we would vote no. We would say, no, we don't want that to happen. But we're not given the choice. You know, it's supposed to be for the people, we the people, and we're not given a choice. And they're just printing money, watering down our dollar. And, really, I think, you know, especially the radical left, they're not in it for America. They're globalists. They're pushing a lot of these policies because they don't like America. They want to undo the power that we do have remaining and ship jobs overseas. And they do it in the guise of, you know, whatever policies they're trying to push.
Right. All right. Well, you are the consumer quarterback. The website for you, the main website for the radio show, is consumerqb.com, and you're on my flagship station weekday afternoons from 4 to 5 p.m. And tell us about however else you want us to know about you.
Yeah, we'd just like to help people, especially in the real estate business. My wife, Lindsay, and I own our own real estate team at Keller Williams Realty. We rank in the top 1% of all realtors here in Tampa Bay. So, yeah, we'd love to talk to you. ConsumerQB.com is our radio show website, ConsumerQB.com, like quarterback. And then PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com is our real estate website. It's PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. And we would love to talk to you, help you out. You know, I know a lot of people are challenged right now with the real estate market, but we have solutions. We can help you win when it comes on the buying side and getting your offers accepted. When it comes to people looking to sell, we can help you sell faster for more money because of our radio and TV show model. And then also for investors, we have off-market properties. So if they just text investor or call 813-750-0550, we'll be able to help them out, Captain.
All right, thanks a lot, Brandon. We'll talk to you next week if I don't see you sooner, but have a great day.
Hey, thanks a lot, Captain. You too, my friend.
Yep, take care. Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback, and he has helped a lot of people, so I'm not surprised to hear that he's getting calls from Atlanta. By the way, to finish things out here this morning, on this Wednesday morning, the court, a judge ordered the Loudoun County School Board to reinstate a teacher suspended for Christian speech on LGBT. Common sense did prevail. And I don't know if you heard this one or not, but the laptop of Hunter Biden is revealing that he used the N-word multiple times in text messages. It was kind of a regular thing for him. Also out there in La La Land, Alyssa Milano is considering a run for Congress in 2024. Yes, I said that. And Jane Fonda said, Biden is not bold enough on climate change. Give me a break. Unreal. By the way, there's a report out there that reveals how Soros, Bezos, and other famous billionaires avoid paying taxes legally. It's called a loophole, in case you didn't know. And get this. Mark Zuckerberg posted a video of himself throwing a spear with ear protectors on. Yep, you heard me. He had to protect his ears because that spear was going to make a lot of noise. Wow. All right. Well, you guys have yourself a great day today. We're going to go out and grab a little breakfast over on the other side of the bay. And I'll tell you what, this show is all about we. We the people. We run the show. They work for us. God bless America. See you tonight.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.